الحمد لله الذي جمعنا على منهاجه الكريم.
Praise to Allah who united us along his straight path.
وصراطه المستقيم.
And his right way.
وقد شرفنا ببعثته حبيبه العظيم.
And he has ennobled us by sending his great beloved.
بالخلق العظيم.
The one of magnificent character.
المؤتمن على رسالة تعم العالمين.
The one who was entrusted with a message that encompasses all being.
فكانت من أعظم معجزاته الكبيرة.
So from the greatest of his immense miracles.
وأبرز آياته الشهيرة.
And one of the clearest of his famous signs.
أن فردا واحدا يؤتمن على إبلاغ الملايين. والملايين إلى يوم الدين.
That one individual would be entrusted to convey the divine message to millions and millions over the passage of the ages.
وأن يقوم بالبلاغ على أحسن الوجوه.
And that he would convey that in the best of ways.
وأن يؤدي الأمانة على الكمال.
And that he would perfectly convey the trust.
في سنوات معدودات قليلات.
In just a very few limited period of years.
لا تتجاوز 23 سنة.
That was, it didn't last longer than 23 years.
ثلاثا منها كان يدعو إلى الله سرا.
In three of those years, he summoned to God secretly.
لم يدخل في دين الحديث سوى 40 إلى 50.
Only 40 or 50 people entered the true religion during this period. And then he openly proclaimed his invitation. And then the mistreatment and harm of his people, the torture of his people lasted 10 years beyond that initial three. And then he migrated, he made his hijra to Al-Madina Al-Munawwara, where he remained for 10 years. And during that period of time, he completed everything. And he discharged the message in its foundation. And he planted its roots deeply.
طوائف الحق والهدى إلى آخر الزمان.
And the one who entrusted his message to him promised that his community, his ummah, would remain on the truth until the final hour.
وقد جاء في الحديث الصحيح عنه صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And it's been narrated in a sahih hadith from him صلى الله عليه وسلم.
يحمل هذا العلم من كل خلف عدول.
That this knowledge will be carried from each successive generation by upright, noble people from that generation. They will repudiate the excess of fanatics and defend the attempts to belie that message. And the interpretation, similarly, will negate the interpretation of the ignorant. So in this noble prophetic tradition, he elucidates the meaning that one of these three things will afflict people in their religion. Either causing it to swerve or try, attempting to be crooked from the people of fanaticism. And then the people of falsehood will plot against it. An interpretation that is based on ignorance. And may Allah send prayers upon him, how very true and sincere was he in his counsel. And how precise was his description. And how very perfect was the counsel that he gave to his ummah. Verily, that is the greatest miracle.
فلا نجد شيئا يحدث في العالم في كل زمن إلا وكأنه بيننا يبين لنا ما يجب أمام هذا العالم.
We don't find anything occur in any period of time save that it is though the Prophet is right before us clarifying how to deal with the circumstance.
وما مضى حتى أقام الدين.
And he didn't pass until he established the religion.
وصار سهلا واضحا مبينا.
And then it was easy and clear and manifest.
فلم تخف أمته فتونة.
So after that, his ummah, his nation, did not fear sedition. But rather, in their consensus, they were protected from misguidance. It is mentioned in a Sahih Hadith that his ummah would never make come to consensus about something that was misguided. So no matter what type of sedition it occurs in the ummah, fitna, فَإِنَّ
نُورَانِيَّةِ الْحَقِّ مَعَ أَهْلِ الْحَقِّ وَالصِّدِّقِ مُشْرِقَةٌ مُبِينَةٌ.
The light of the real is with the people of truth and is dawning and illuminating. Some people may be tempted by the sedition or this fitna, and some may be misguided. However, everyone who is true, that person is able to unveil and see clearly the path of guidance. And he will find in his time, or she will find in her time, the one who will clarify for them the way of the truth. Our Master Ali ibn Abi Talib said, may Allah ennoble his countenance. Oh Allah, may the earth not be devoid of someone standing up for you with the clear true proof. Either public and famous, or obscure and veiled. And this is the meaning that the Prophet said, there will continue to be a group of my ummah manifest or apparently upon the truth. Those who oppose them or fight them will not harm them, nor those who try to forsake them, until Allah's command comes and they are the uppermost. Rather, we say, as long as the Quran is present, all of the various levels of sainthood of what we lie up remain filled. And there will be good that is abundant in the ummah. Until the pious perish and Allah, in protectiveness of His Quran, raises it. At that time, people will reach a state where they'll find the mushaf, the Quran, are just white pages, and that it's been lifted up also from their chest, meaning that they had forgotten. And that is from the greatest of the signs of the last hour. And this indicates the immense nearness of the final, the resurrection. And by Allah's praise, the Quran remains before us and with us.
فَلَا يَضِلُّ إِلَّا مَنِ اتَّبَعَ الْهَوَىٰ.
So no one is misguided, no one goes astray save the one who follows caprice.
وَكَفَّرَ فِي طَلَبِ الْهُدَىٰ.
And the one who is negligent in seeking guidance.
وَلَمْ يُنْصِفْ فِي النَّظَرِ.
And who is not fair and equitable in his gaze or view.
وَلَمْ يَتَّبِعِ الْأَذَىٰ.
And he didn't follow the footsteps.
وَإِلَّا فَنُورُ الْحَقِّ ظَاهِرٌ فِي الْحَقِّ وَأَهْلِ الْحَقِّ.
Otherwise, the light of the truth is manifest in the people of truth.
Allah said
concerning them that their signs are in their faces from the effect of prostration.
And the
people of the truth, those are the ones who from a depth of the sacred law or the Sharia and a sound view of it, they protect the ummah and their unity in this sound view. They are not ever overcome or dominated by fanaticism, nor by caprice, nor do they seek her ephemeral motives or objectives. They sought Allah solely. And for his sake, they overcome or subjugate their own ego. So then these souls were purified and cleansed.
وقد جاء بعض الناس إلى بعض أهل الذوب والعلم والمعرفة يستنفقه.
Someone came to some of the people of faith and knowledge seeking his counsel.
وقال في المسجد حلقتان فتنصحني أجلس في أي الحلقتين.
So he came in and he said that, or he said that in the mosque there are two circles of knowledge, in which one should I sit?
فأراد أن يريه الجوهر في الحق كيف يكون.
He wanted to show him how the essence of truth and honesty is.
والنور ما يصنع بأصحابه إذا حل بقلوبه.
And what life does when it descends to the possessors of this life, when it descends into their heart.
فأخذ بيده ودخل إلى الحلقة الأولى.
So he took the man by the hand and went to the first circle of knowledge.
وقال اجلس وبقيه هو واحد.
He said, "You sit," and he remained standing.
أقعد المتصدر في الحلقة اجلس مالك جاء قائم.
So the one at the head of the circle said, "Sit. Why are you standing?"
قال لا أريد أن أجلس.
He said, "I don't want to sit."
قال لي مالك.
He said, "Why?"
قال لي إن في نفسي شيء منك.
And he said, "Because there's something in my heart against you."
في نفسك شيء في نفسي ألف شيء اذهب من حلقي.
He said, "If you have something in your heart against me, I have a thousand in mind against you. Get out of my circle." And he became enraged, and his face changed, and he raised his voice. So he took his companion by the hand and took him to the other circle. And he said, "You sit." And he remained standing. So the sheikh, the scholar who was at the head, he said, "Please sit."
قال لا أريد أن أجلس.
He said, "I don't want to sit."
لماذا؟
Said, "Why?"
قال لأن في نفسي شيء منك.
He said, "Because I have something in my heart against you."
قال لعل الله أطلعك على بعض عيوبي وما ستره أكثر وأكبيك.
He said, "Maybe Allah has shown you some of my vices, and what He concealed is more," and He put His face down crying.
أسر الخشوع في الحلم.
So his khushu, his surrender to Allah, flowed into the circle of knowledge. And Sakina descended. And so he took his companion by the hand and he said, "So with whom will you sit?" He said, "I'll reward you. You unveiled to me the essence of this man. And I've known now who is the one on the truth. And who is the one with life?" And the people of guidance continue to have these qualities. They don't know what arrogance and vainglory are. And they never verbally abuse or insult. Their courtesy, their adab is that of the Prophet Muhammad.
ليس المؤمن بالطعان ولا اللعان ولا الفاحش البني.
He said that the believer is not critical, nor do they curse, nor are they indecent and base.
وقال بحسباب المسلم كتوب.
And he said insulting a Muslim is corruption.
وبساله.
And fighting him is disbelief.
أما أعظم من هذا المصطفى.
So how very magnificent is the way of the Mustafa. May Allah make us firm upon it. And they continue to counsel people to show mutual respect. And to be gentle and kind to the weak among them. Whether they be weak in their body or in their understanding.
وكل إناء بالذي فيه ينضح.
And every vessel spills its contents.
قالوا سب رجل سيدنا عيسى بن مريم فتعالج.
سيدنا عيسى was insulted by a man, so he prayed for this man.
فعاد رجل إلى السد فعاد سيدنا عيسى إلى الدعاء.
So he insulted him again, and سيدنا عيسى prayed again.
ثالث مرة كذلك.
A third time as well.
فقال من معه يا روح الله هذا لا يمتعك هذا يسبك وأنت تدعو له.
So those who were with him said, "Oh, Ruh of Allah, he's insulting you and you're praying for him."
قال كل ينفق مما عنده.
He said, "Everyone spends what they have."
كل ينفق مما عنده.
Everyone gives what they have.
فبذلك علمنا خوف أهل الحج مما حذرهم الله في القرآن.
So in from this we've known the fear that the people of the truth have from these things that Allah has warned them about in the Quran.
ولا تكونوا كالذين تفرقوا واختلفوا من بعد ما جاءهم البينات.
Instead, the translation of the meaning: don't be like those who differed and had disunity after the clear signs came to them.
وأولئك لهم عذاب عظيم.
And those, they have a painful punishment.
وقوله سبحانه وتعالى.
And his saying, glorious and exalted is he.
إن الذين فرقوا دينهم وكانوا شيعا لست منهم في شيء.
Verily, verily, those who divided up their religion and became sects, you have no connection to them whatsoever.
وقال فيما أوحى إلى الأنبياء.
And he, God said, and that which he revealed to the prophets,
أن أقيموا الدين ولا تتفرقوا فيه.
That you must establish the deen and not have be disunified therein.
ولذلك كان من شعارنا معشر الأمة لا نفرق بين أحد من رسله.
So one of the hallmarks of us, we, this ummah, is that we say we do not differentiate between or divide between any of his messengers. We believe in all of the prophets and messengers. And Allah does not send any prophet save that he proclaims the truth of those who preceded him. So this was the unity of the people of truth all the way since the time of Adam alayhi salam.
إلى سيدنا محمد المصطفى.
To the time of سيدنا محمد المصطفى.
الذي حملنا هذه الأمانة.
The one who brought to us this trust, conveyed to us this trust.
أبي محمد عرفنا قدر هذا.
So through سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم we knew the value and the station of سيدنا آدم.
أبي سيدنا محمد عظمنا نبي الله نوح.
And through سيدنا محمد we showed reverence to Prophet Noah.
أبي سيدنا محمد مجدنا أبانا إبراهيم.
And through سيدنا محمد we praised our forefather Abraham.
أبي سيدنا محمد عرفنا قدر سيدنا موسى.
And from سيدنا محمد we knew the status of سيدنا Moses.
وبي سيدنا محمد عرفنا قدر سيدنا عيسى.
And from through سيدنا محمد we knew the station of سيدنا عيسى Jesus.
على حقيقة واحدات.
And this was in truth and moderacy.
لا غلو ولا إفراط ولا تفريط.
Without fanaticism, excess or negligence.
هكذا جاءت شريعة الحق.
This is how the sacred law of the truth came.
فنجد من الكفار من يعظم موسى ثم يسب عيسى ابن مريم.
We find from the people who lack faith, those who magnify and show reverence to Moses, and then criticize and insult Jesus.
ونجد من يعظم عيسى ابن مريم حتى يبالغ فيه ويجاوز الحد ويسب سيدنا موسى.
And we find those who show reverence to سيدنا عيسى to Jesus to the point that they go beyond bounds, and then they criticize سيدنا Moses.
لكن شعار المؤمنين لا نفرق بين أحد من
However, the hallmark of people of faith is that we do not separate between any of his messengers. We say, Allah ordered them to say, we believe in Allah, and what has been revealed to us. And that which was revealed to Abraham, and Moses and Jesus. And what Moses and Jesus were given, and what the prophets were given by the Lord, we do not separate between any of them, and we surrender to God. So the people of faith, those of truth from this community, they are on the path of not dividing or separating between any of God's messengers. They also say that we do not divide or separate between any of the prophetic companions. And we do not separate or create division between any of the people of the pure prophetic house. And we do not make a division between the prophetic companions and the people of the prophetic house. So just as we do not separate between any of the messengers, we do not cause division between any of the friends of God. We love all messengers, and we show them reverence, and we love all of the friends of God, all of the saints. and we magnify them. And we don't strike some of them against others. We don't make a conflict between them. We love all people of faith in general, even those who insult us and mistreat us. And we hope for them good. And we know that if we take that which is rightfully ours, we've been just. However, if we go beyond the bounds of our rights, we've been oppressed. And if we relinquish our own rights, then we've been good. And we will ascend with our Lord. And we love the elect of God in specific. And we love people of faith in general. The elect of them in specific. Those who Allah made famous among them with learning. And those who were known for piety and
wilayah.
Their Lord selected them, so how can we not acknowledge that election on a clear, correct path?
كما قال الكفار في عيسى أنه ابن الله وقال اليهود في عزير أنه ابن الله سبحانه وتعالى غلوا.
The disbelievers said about Jesus that he was the Son of God, and the Christians did, and the Jewish people said about Hosea that he was the Son of God, and that is an exception. However, we say that Jesus is God's Spirit, Spirit given and His Word, and also the servant of God and His Messenger. And He is one of the signs of God. Similarly, we say about the saints and the pious, we don't say that they're deities, nor do we say they're sons of deities, nor do we say that they're beyond the bounds of being human. However, we say they're humans who were elected, experienced divine election by the Lord of humanity.
أَمْ نَجْعَلُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ كَالْمُفْسِدِينَ فِي الْأَرْضِ.
Should we treat those who believe and perform pious works as we treat the corrupt in the earth?
أَمْ نَجْعَلُ الْمُتَّقِينَ كَالْفُجَّارِ.
And should we treat those who are God-fearing as we treat those who are profligate?
أَظْهَرَ اللَّهُ لَنَا وَجْهَ الْحَقِّ.
So God made clear to us the face of the truth.
وَرَزَقْنَا اتِّسَاعَ الصَّبْرِ بِاتِّسَاعِ الْعِلْمِ.
And He, through that knowledge, gave us to have that heart. And that we have encompassing character by following the One with magnificent character. And He protected us from sedition and trials. Both that which was outward and that which was inward.
اللهم ثبتنا على الحق بما نقول.
Oh God, make us firm on the truth in what we say.
ثبتنا على الحق بما نفعل.
Make us firm on the truth in our actions.
ثبتنا على الحق بما نعتني.
Make us firm on the truth in our beliefs.
ثبتنا من الشرك واغفر لنا ما دون ذلك.
Protect us from polytheism and forgive us everything other than that.
اسمع عن المسلمين في هذه البلد الضلال وأهل الضلال.
And avert from the Muslims in this land misguidance and protect them from people of misguidance. From ignorance and the actions of ignorance. Let us not be deluded by the crookedness of those who are fanatical, nor by the plotting of those who would belie the truth, nor let us be misguided by ignorant interpretation. However, grant us to follow the pious well and to emulate the foremost of messengers and increase this mosque in barakah and illuminating light and successive good and aid those who maintain it and grant them beyond their wildest hopes and
really
heal Sheikh Siraj. favor him with complete health and well-being. And give him a long lifespan as well as Sheikh Ahmed. And all of those who assist them and stand by their side. Make them lights which guide to the truth. And increase them in your gifts, outward and inward. And all of those present accept them.
Ya Arhamar Rahimin.
Oh, most merciful of the merciful.
Alhamdulillah.
Praise to God.